Welcome to the Paris911.com Real Estate Podcast with your host, Connor MacGyver, local agent serving the greater Los Angeles areas and with their headquarters in the Santa Clarita Valley.
Good day, everybody. Connor MacGyver, Remax, Paris 911 team. Interesting stuff out there, price changes. Everybody thinks that because an agent takes a property, reduces the price, then the market's collapsing. Actually, not true. It's going to depend on those numbers of price changes in the local market. And, you know, the other thing, who's monitoring that? A lot of agents aren't looking at price changes overall, looking at them on a daily basis, and then publishing those particular properties. We monitor that feed, and you can too, at least for greater LA Santa Clarita areas. You can do that very simply going to our main site, Paris, P-A-R-I-S, 911.com, and punching in the words price changes into the Mac box at the top part of the screen. Now, let me get into this a little bit more. But before, let me introduce myself. Hi, I'm Connor MacGyver. I'm a real estate agent. There you go, there's that. We work at RE/MAX, so under the RE/MAX brokerage, by choice, of course. Nobody twists our arm to make us stay at RE/MAX. A lot of great companies out there, but RE/MAX is really phenomenal, at least the best fit for us at this particular point. Who knows what's going to come on the horizon tomorrow. But as it is right now, very happy where we are. RE/MAX of Santa Clarita, RE/MAX of Valencia. Serving greater LA. Enough about me. Back on to price changes. Now, what we do every Friday, we do a Friday finale radio show where we recap the price changes in the local market. And we talk about percentages, and then we also talk about numbers of properties over a seven-day period that have experienced price changes. And it might not always be that price reductions are the winner of the week. Sometimes price increases are the winners of the week. And people might ask, well, my God, someone puts their property on the market, why would they increase the price? Well, it could be that demand at the beginning would indicate to at least someone, maybe the seller's agent, that, oh my gosh, we are a little bit under the market as far as price goes. And including a lot of offers that may be written, that could be something else those people are looking at with regard to maybe modifying or increasing the price. The other thing, which is kind of cute and interesting that you might not realize, sometimes when an agent puts the information into the system, let's say the house is going to be priced at $595,000, maybe they had a typo when they entered it into the MLS, didn't go back and check before they published it. Once they have published, can't take it back, folks. It's going to live on the internet for the rest of its life. Then to change that price, maybe the typo made the property less than what the sales price should have been. Agent's stuck. He's got to go in there and show a price increase. Could that be a detriment to a seller? Why not? Absolutely could. Whenever people are looking at properties online, they're looking for those deals, right? They kind of remember the foreclosure market of not too long ago, back 07, 08, 09, 10, 11, 12, and in fact, a lot in 13. Today, we have a foreclosure level of almost 1% or thereabouts, so we're definitely returning to a healthy market. I'd say 2 to 3% currently. Still have a lot of short sales out there as well, but that's what people are looking for. So in this current market, when they see a price increase, could have a reverse psychology effect where it makes them want that property more, but for the most part, it's going to have more of a detrimental effect. So my suggestion, if that happened to you and you're a real estate seller, have your agent contact the local board of realtors and figure out how they might be able to zero this thing out and start over because of that mistake. Might actually affect your ability to get your house sold in a timely fashion. Price changes simply, folks, they could be up, they could be down. It is a good indicator of where the seller's minds are. In fact, it's also a good indicator of buyer demand. A lot of times when properties are put on the market for sale, they're not going to have those prices modified if they have a high buyer demand, and they're probably going to go out at least at what they're asking for, if not a little bit more. But that's where price changes are. In addition to that, it is a good strategic component to a real estate listing and real estate sale to have price changes as part of the agreement between the seller and the agent for very simple reasons, folks. You can reduce a property, I'm not talking 10, 20, 50 grand. You can drop it $1,000 and have that same basically wiffle effect to this particular property online, sending out another charge with regard to the listing stating, okay, we just had a price reduction. And it doesn't matter if it's $1 billion or $1, it's going to still cause those ripples out there, and people are going to start seeing this listing showing up yet again. Because what do you have working for you? You have all those syndication sites. You have all that your real estate agent is doing, and hopefully they are internet savvy enough to know the right things to do online. Once that price reduction hits, it's going to start showing up as a modification to the listing, and it's going to be very interesting on a lot of the websites, especially those that are monitoring the price changes out there. So it's going to be a big benefit to you as a seller. Ask your agent what they think. Get their intel. But again, you want to give a little bit of time. You don't want to rush into a price change. You just want to at least see what's going on with your property as it being viewed. But again, price change is a great strategy to assist in selling real estate. I'm Connor McIver. Thank you so much for listening to our daily Santa Clarita Real Estate Radio Show. This is Price Change Fridays. We'll get those statistics uploaded into our Realtor blog, realtor.paris911.com, realtor.paris911.com. You'll see those price change statistics. Well, that's hard to say, for Friday. We'll be back tomorrow, sold Saturday's broadcast. That should be a hoot. We're going to be talking about the sold real estate listings out there and how those list prices compare to the sold prices. Kind of give us an indication of where the market might be. Open House Sunday's coming up. That resource on Sunday is going to be SantaClaritaOpenHouses.com. I'm again Connor McIver. Thank you for listening. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Be safe.